You are the man now. Dog, 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 you are the man now. Dog.
Hello.
Sal.
Yeah.
Sal, it's Sandy Welsh.
Is this Sandy? Oh my God, I thought it was you.
How you doing?
I'm doing great, pal. How are you?
I'm well. Glad to catch you on the landline.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just home sitting around. I'm surprised you wanted to call me on a Monday, being that you probably just ruined yourself on the golf course yesterday.
Yeah, it was 105 degrees out, but I had to get my 18 in.
Oh, my God.
You know me far too well.
You're like a lizard.
Oh, well, I wish. I wish I got heat stroke on the course. But, you know, heat stroke's not going to affect my stroke.
That's good. What are you shooting nowadays? You scratch?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, good. Scratch golfer, yeah.
Good. Well, all right. Hey. I love your dedication.
I bogeyed the first nine, but you know me, it's all mental. So the next nine, I'm just catching up to myself.
Wow. You locked in. I love to hear in. It.
Yeah.
Well, what the hell is up? What's going on?
Well, I'm just wondering how the hell you are. And, I got to thinking yesterday, you know what we have said for, I want to say since 2014 is we got to get the families together.
Oh, you're so right. And I'll tell you what, hell is an apt choice because I have been in hell working. I feel like I haven't had a break in months.
No.
Years,
shit.
Really. I haven't had a family break in years. I agree. Let's do it.
Well, I am here. It sounds, you sound a little exhausted with the job. Is everything okay? I mean, I'm sure BMWs are still moving.
Absolutely. But this work from home stuff yeah. Just doesn't really work that well when you work in dealership.
Hard to sell. So you're not going into dealership. You're from home.
Well, they're pulling me back in. They're sending me home. They're pulling me back in. They're sending me home. I guess if you keep getting COVID, it's a problem in the workplace.
Absolutely.
I can't blame them, but it's like, you know, I don't know what you want me to do. It's tough to sell cars over Zoom.
Yes. Are you doing the test drive experience over Zoom? How is that working?
Yeah, I'll tell them to go ahead and log on via their phone. And I put a little, phone holder in each car, and I'll take them on the test drive virtual.
So you drive it around and you explain to them how you're feeling?
No. They drive it around and on the phone on the thing, you know?
So, wow.
They could just watch a YouTube video if it was the other way.
That's what I was going to say. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Is there any thiefing going on of the cars or?
You know, we've only had six. I was hoping that there wouldn't be that many, but, you know, it's BMW. They build in the shrinkage.
You know what I've always, they do build in the shrinkage. Those big companies have to.
Yeah, of course. Speaking of shrinkage, are we going to get in some water this summer or what?
You sly dog. Yeah, let's go. Let's go to, I mean, we've been talking Costa Rica for years.
Oh, and we're going to get there.
Wendy wants to see that. She saw a YouTube video of some pigs swimming in some sort of nice beach. And okay. So she wants to go to Pig Beach. And I thought that's not a trip I can do just with the family. That's a Sal Monument trip.
Oh, my God. I love it. That is beautiful. Well, hey, any beach we go to with us two is going to be Pig Beach. You know what I mean?
I do.
We don't have to go all the way to Costa Rica for that.
I know. I said, if you want to see a swimming pig, come catch Dad in the bathtub.
You still taking those belly down baths?
I have to. Yeah, I have to.
Why is that again?
Back issues. If I'm laying on my back in the tub, I get a crink in the neck and the whole thing, but I love a bath. So if you walk in on me in the bath, I'm face down trying to keep my neck above water.
Right. Well, if your neck crinks bad one way, the only way to fix it is to crink it the other way.
I'm doing a reverse crink. Yeah.
Good for you.
Well, my chiropractor said to try to do the opposite of what I've been doing the last time I went in. She said, whatever you're doing, start doing the opposite. So yeah, I'm doing the belly down baths.
Well, good for you. It sounds like you're getting really clean.
We've always been bath guys.
My only worry is about this Costa Rica trip. The kids have a busy summer. And I don't want to do Costa Rica for the weekend. You know what I mean? I want to do Costa Rica for 8, 9, 10 days. And I just don't think with Jimmy Soccer and, you know, Samantha Softball, I don't think we got 10 days in us.
Yeah, that's tough. In my head, it was a 3-day Costa Rica trip. But now that I'm hearing you say it, you do want to take in the whole.
Well, you just lose about a day of travel each way. So
yeah, you're only really there for the 24.
It's enticing. It is enticing.
It is enticing, though, because once you've seen it.
Once you've seen it, you can check it off the list, right?
Yes.
And then you can tell your kids, hey, I took you to Costa Rica. Yeah. I did a good job.
I took you to Costa Rica. You can't complain now. Now let's make some dinner.
All right. Well, so what are our goals for this trip? We want to get in some water, right? So somewhere that is at least warm. Doesn't have to be hot, but at least warm. Ideally enough. Oceanic.
Oceanic. I would love full service at the hotel or the suites or, you know, what's it called?
All inclusive.
All inclusive.
I could do all inclusive. Maybe Cabo for a quick 72.
Now, Cabo, you can do 72, and I don't think anyone minds.
Yeah, that's not bad. Vegas, 72. I think there's these certain party destinations that are so built in that right when you get off the plane, you're partying. You don't need all this extra time.
Sal, do you think they'll let you back in Vegas after that last trip?
Well, God, I only killed a couple of guys. No, come on. I can still get back into Vegas.
Yeah, absolutely. You lost a lot of money. They probably want you back.
Yeah, exactly. My wife's probably not going to let me get back into Vegas.
How's that going, by the way, the gambling and the marriage?
Well, I'll tell you what, marriage is a gamble every day. So,
well said.
As long as you keep playing, you can't lose. That's, you know, I'm trying to make sure that we both get heard. I understand she wants a commitment, and I want to keep thinking about gambling. So we have to be able to talk about it in a way that works for both of us. That's what I'm trying. And it is.
It sounds like you've done a lot of work together, because I remember it used to be you would say house always wins and I'm the house here because I pay the bills. But now that she's surpassed you financially and everything.
Yes. Now I'm saying I'm doubling down. Uh-huh. I'm all in.
That's great.
I'm not going to be the rake. You know what I mean? I'm putting all my chips on the table.
Wow.
And I'm fully into the relationship. And, you know, the kids are doing well. I think they feel our increased commitment to each other, you know, so I think they feel the family unit being a little bit tighter.
Well, and I'm sure the softball got a lot more enjoyable once you stopped third base coaching.
That's right. I mean, nobody liked that. The opposite team, my daughter's team, my daughter, the other coaches, the police, nobody liked it. I was too intense. And they say if you're going to be the third base coach, other people should sanction it. You can't just be outside of the fence on the other side of the field screaming what everybody should do because you're not really a part of things.
Yes.
Definitely not at a young woman's softball game.
How did that feel for you? Because now you're just a spectator, but maybe you can take in your daughter's skills a little more.
Well, I mean, I learned a lot about myself. I learned I was a raging prick and I have to change. Yeah, absolutely. No. I was a raging prick. So. I was yelling at my daughter's softball game, at the girls, at the other coaches, female, at the other coaches, male, at the snack stand. If the gummy worms were stuck together, I would yell there. And there was something about being at that little league field that really showed me how different I was being. Because everyone else there is really having a great time. And I was sort of spoiling it. So I had to take a look at myself.
I'm of two minds here. Hearing this from you, I love to hear that you're working on yourself. That is fantastic. We should always be growing.
It's never too late to learn.
But a thing you and I always connected on, and it seems to be a place where we are currently differing, is you should be able to yell at everyone equally. And that was kind of always our argument, is why am I only allowed to yell at the men?
Yes.
I should be able to yell at the female coaches or at the young girls on the field and whatever, because I'm treating everyone the same. Little boy gives me the wrong gummies. You know, obviously, we all know, anyone who has seen you at a softball game knows you're a twin snakes guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
So if he gives you the Coca-Cola flavored ones, what's he to expect?
Well, here's where the nuance comes in. Yeah. I fully agree with you. I fully believe women can be stupid too. I fully believe everybody can get yelled at. But I've also learned people don't like me when I do it.
And you would
so
like
I
to
can
be
still
liked.
Believe what you think and behave how other people would like.
And I think a point of clarification that you and I have never disagreed on, but you, but I have to reiterate it because I'm on the phone with a like-minded man. Mm-hmm. Women can be stupid. Not women are stupid.
Of course not. I'm little saying I don't think men are stupid. Stupid men can be stupid.
Well, and that's what I don't know if you got my Evite, but that's what I was saying at my court date is, you know, it doesn't matter who the arresting officer is. I mm-hmm. should be allowed to cuss them out equally.
Right.
If I feel, what's the word, discriminated against
right,
for
right.
my driving and
your reckless and, behavior, whatever it is.
Well, they call it reckless, but I'm always in control.
Right. It just doesn't look like it.
It looks reckless to the outside eye, but have I ever gotten in a crash?
You've never been in an accident, but you've caused many. So who's out of control?
Who's out of control? The crashers?
God, that's a good
or
question.
The non-crashers? So,
that is a really good question.
All that to say, I do need to be out of town pretty soon. So
for I do. This trip- I, yeah, I'm sorry I didn't make your party, by the way. It's a courthouse party. Everybody should have gone. How was the turnout?
Low. Yeah. And I'm not disappointed in you because you never said you
I
never
say
clicked
peep.
Attending.
Right.
Some of the people that clicked attending no-showed on me. And it's tough to expect 30 or 40 supporters in the stands. And
well, surely
only,
you catered.
Yes. To the extent that the courthouse would allow me. So that's popcorn on the steps. We did popcorn on the steps. And
those
we did.
Strict bastards.
They're bastards.
I believe the court's bastards, 100%. I mean, let us live.
Yes, I could have used you.
Oh, God, it's so good to reconnect with you. We got to do this in person. You were so right to call me. Now, where are we taking the families? Now, what about this? Mount Shasta. We go houseboating on a lake, and we just have a redneck weekend. Maybe it's 4 days, you know, because then we're not going as far. It's not as much of a travel back. We can get back for some softball.
Mount Shasta's nice. Is that across state lines?
I don't think so. I think that's technically still California. Lake Shasta, Mount Shasta.
Okay, maybe let's go a little further then.
Okay, you're thinking
maybe
crossing
Tahoe?
State lines. No reason. Okay,
how's
so the
Tahoe?
Nevada side. Okay.
Yes, how's Tahoe to you and the family?
That sounds lovely. Tahoe would be gorgeous. Maybe do a little gambling.
Oh, that's interesting. I forgot
the Nevada
Tahoe
side,
was right
absolutely.
Near Reno, the biggest little city in the world.
Well, Lake Tahoe itself has.
Is that so?
Yeah, because half the lake is California, half is Nevada. You can go over to Harrah's. You can go over to the Cal Neva, which is half in California, half in Nevada. There's a lot of great gambling options. Not that I would tell my wife I've been to them.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Cal Neva.
Yeah, California, Nevada. It's a mix because it's right on the state line.
I
went there as a child, and the thing I really remember about that place, great arcade.
Well, that's how you get the kids young, is you hook them young. You get, obviously, you get their mother addicted, which was an issue in your family, and so you're there a lot.
Thank
and
you
then
the
you're
reminder.
In the arcade, uh-huh. and you're is Cal Neva it, now and the Harrah's. I'm imagining riverboat casinos. Are these on the land?
They're on the land, but they are, how do you say this politely, rinky-dink. They're a little smaller. It's no Vegas. It's no Reno, but it's
there. Oh,
I
imagine fancy and incredible.
Well, there's nice ones, but they're, you know, everybody's there for the mountains and the nature and the...
Well, Powell is into magic now, so I'm thinking... We go to a magic show at the casino. Yes, he's very into magic, up close, far away, medium ranged, all of them.
Okay, and how's that going for you? Is he tricking your ass around the house?
No, I always know, and I tell him before he's even done with the trick, I know it. And so I'm always challenging him to find a better trick. I know the card's up your sleeve. I know that's a fake thumb. There is a rabbit one with the hat. I don't know if you've seen this one, but he pulls a rabbit out of a hat.
Yeah. Now, did you buy him the rabbit?
No.
Has he pulled the rabbit out?
He's pulled the rabbit out of the hat.
Wow.
Perhaps his mother is buying him a rabbit, and that's the trick, because obviously his allowance, I guess he could buy a rabbit.
Can I ask you sort of a personal question about your magician son?
You know what? I'm on open book with you, Sal.
What persona is he leaning into? Because that's the thing with these magicians. Not only do they do tricks, but they also have a big persona.
Rock and roll.
Oh, my God. He's Chris Angel style.
Yeah, he's gone pretty rock and roll, which is kids have to have their phases. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you and I, we were a little bit into...
We were grungy.
Grunge. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we were just trying to find a way to fit in, and we were listening to Four Non Blondes and... Mm-hmm. We
Nirvana.
Nirvana. A little too hard for me. Nirvana was. A little too hard for me.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that your son is... I'll just say it. I'm sorry to hear he's a magician. That must be disappointing. Must be really disappointing.
Look, and here's the... Maybe I need some friendly fatherly advice from someone who agrees with me on these things. Mm-hmm. How do you teach your kids to do things that they won't be losers? Because you don't want to tell them no, because then they'll want to do it more.
It's one of the most important parts of being a father.
Yes.
How do you teach your kid what is badass and make him like it?
Yes. And you live it, obviously. I mean, you're living it every day. You are on your phone teaching someone how to drive their BMW and hoping they don't steal it.
Right. Well, I use the garage. That's my ticket. You know, I'm not a Harley guy, but you wouldn't know it from looking at my garage. I got Harley posters, Harley pictures. I got BMW posters. I let my son know what's cool and what's masculine.
That's great. You
know, that's sort of my space. And I let him know you can have your own space, you know, where you get to create it however you want.
And what did he do with his space? Does he have a little space?
The blank slate. The house? He doesn't know what he wants to do. It's frustrating.
Oh, tabula rasa.
I think he can tell that I'm not actually into Harleys.
Yeah.
Like maybe I'm pushing it a little bit hard. So he's like, well, I don't want to follow that because you don't even seem that committed. But
has he spoken ever since he walked in on you getting fired?
Yikes, my man. He's been talking.
He has, because he stopped speaking for a little bit.
He stopped speaking to me specifically.
I
think he lost respect. He was talking through his mother to me, and he was writing me some threatening letters about becoming the actual man of the house. And I was having to sleep outside a couple times. And that was, you know, he and my wife sort of teamed up and agreed that I was emasculated and needed to go sort of fight the dog for rights to stay in the house. And
wow. And
well, we had to get a new dog.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, small dog. I scared him off. I scared his little ass off. And then we had to get a new dog because the house felt empty.
Good for you.
Thank you so much.
Because you have to assert your dominance when your son starts to clearly become the man of the house, and it's between you and the dog for who is the pet.
That's right. And I am not afraid to scare a poodle away. I'm not going to let this poodle own me. What am I going to do? Go out on the street and start eating dog food? That was the next step.
I wouldn't let it happen. Before that happens, you have to call me. If you're about to open up that tin of dog food, pick up your phone and please dial.
Of course, I would never let it get to that point. I obviously scared the dog away. It's fine. Now I'm back in the house and my son is caring for the dog outside. I'm finally getting him to pick up the poop because he likes the new dog better. We got a German Shepherd.
Oh, wow. I hope you don't get back into a mano a mano with the German Shepherd, or a mano a bisto, I suppose.
I know. Well, I don't plan on getting fired again, but yes, if so, I think I do plan on running away. This dog is tough and we do not have a muzzle. So if it does come to that where one of us is the pet, I do assume that I'll be hitting the streets.
And you do have to know when to hold them and know when to fold them.
That's right. I can't get another poodle because then everybody knows I'm not serious. You know, I have to let him know I'm willing to get a tough dog because I realize this dog can drive me out of the house and I'm not scared.
And we're seeing this in the world today, is you have to show, because you never know who you're going to be dealing with. And you got to show you're not scared.
Look at Trump.
Yeah, not scared.
Same thing. Trump.
He was not scared. Look at Trump.
That's right.
And go ahead.
Well, I just have so much I could say about the guy. I mean, I love him. He's such a deal maker.
We love deals getting made.
He's such a deal maker. What?
I am so in awe of deals getting made.
Finally, somebody runs the company like a goddamn business. You know what I mean? Because yes. We're not getting the deals we should be getting. We should be getting better deals, and the other people should be getting worse ends of our good deals.
It's got to be bad for one person and good for the other. You've got to make deals, and he could make a deal.
Oh, the guy is a deal maker. Anyway.
I love a deal. I love people who make a deal.
Oh, my God. I love a deal. I love a discount. You know what I love about the discount? I know that I'm getting the better end of the deal.
That's right.
You've coupon clip. I don't care.
Oh, for hours.
Oh, yeah.
I had to stop eating beans for, I don't really know why. I guess I'm on this FODMAP diet my doctor put me on this because I don't want to get,
too many legumes,
and I was blowing holes in my shorts.
Underwear?
Well, the whole thing.
Oh, my God.
Through my these dungarees.
Oh, my God.
So the doctor said, well.
And those are strong. That little dungaree guy used to get blown up to show how strong those pants were.
Yes. Buddy Lee.
And you're farting holes through your underwears, which I think you also wear Wrangler underwear.
I am in double. I'm double Wranglered. And so, you know, I'm going through my diet with the doctor. Beans. Well, I start the morning with beans over broccoli.
Raw, right? Everything raw? Hard beans over cold broccoli?
You must. Yeah, you must. Because it's a breakfast dish. I mean, that's dinner.
Yeah, you're not going to bake the beans. Definitely not bake them twice.
Never. But then, you know, lunch. Brussels sprouts over beans.
Brussels sprouts over beans.
Sorry, my mouth is watering. At this point,
you're a little bit delirious because you've eaten so many beans and broccoli for breakfast.
I'm delirious by noon. And, you know, all this to say, I'm not supposed to eat this type of stuff. But if I'm clipping coupons, I'm seeing Del Taco has 3 bean, rice, and cheese burritos for the price of 1. I have to screw those Del Taco people.
So have I told you about the deal you can do with those?
Well, tell
me. You can say, leave out the rice and cheese, add in triple beans.
So you're
you can
telling
do
me,
that. You can
and
do
what's
that.
The upcharge?
Nothing. It's Are a straight. You kidding me? It's a straight across the board substitution.
Okay, let me get a pen out here. I'm just going to write this down.
It's easy to remember. Out. Just bean, rice, and cheese, all beans. But make sure you tell them I want the rice replaced with beans, and I also want the cheese replaced with beans. Mm-hmm. If you just say all beans, they might only give you a third of the order. Do you know what I mean?
So you really have to break it down. Yes, I do. I've become incredibly good at breaking it down to fast food workers.
I am the king at screwing fast food. I'll go to Chipotle and I will get 6 meals for the price of 1/2 meal.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Well, it's brilliant because now you're getting 6.
Brilliant.
What? It's brilliant because 1 meal is already 2 times your daily sodium. Mm-hmm. Now you're getting 6 meals. You're at 12 times your daily sodium. Mm-hmm. You have had 2 weeks worth of sodium in one day. Then you don't have to have any sodium for 2 weeks if you don't want to.
That's what I'm saying. Then I can just drink water and I have to. That's what I sort of do. I sodium load. I sodium load on a Sunday.
Yes.
That sounds like we got another sodium loader. You on Reddit? Reddit sodium loads?
Oh, yeah, I'm on sodium loads.
So you sodium load on my day is Sunday. You can really do it whatever day you prefer, but I really like to sit home and eat salt all day on a Sunday. And then I just drink water through the week to deflate myself.
Yes. Because
I will blow up like a water balloon from all the sodium.
And then what you're doing is you can constantly come in on Saturday and say you've lost so much weight in 6 days because you weigh yourself on the Sunday when you're bloated or maybe on the Wednesday when you're really bloated because it's just water. Mm-hmm. And then some Saturday you have fully deflated before, of course, your cheat day, which is also your sodium day Sunday. Well,
I have tried, and this is really hard. It's not really working, but I have tried to start a stock market based on my sodium bloat weight, where you try to bet when I'm going to be heaviest and lightest and what those weights are going to be.
Wow. I mean, if I knew, if you involved me, is this an insider trading situation? Because I kind of know what you're like.
Well, it's the S&P 500. It's a salt and pepper 500. It's Salt and Pepper 500, and people are wondering what day is he salinating and what days is he desalinating.
Okay.
Can we bet on his waistline, or are we betting straight volume? There's a lot you can do.
Are you still brokering with Brendan Van Wilson?
I am, yeah.
I'm going to call him, and I'm going to get him to put a little bit in Salt and Pepper 500, because this is really...
I think you should. Can I tell you? I would buy low on a Saturday, uh-huh. and then I would sell high on a Sunday night, maybe even a Monday night.
Okay.
And then I would buy low again on a Saturday.
Okay.
I do it every week. I get a lot of salt on Sunday.
Who else?
I get really fat and I get really full of water and salt.
Yeah, sure.
And then I lose it all. And then I go and I do it again.
How do you, let's say it's Thursday and let's say you go to a movie. Mm-hmm. You know, just as an example, maybe nobody is test driving over Zoom on Thursday.
Right.
You get a little free time and you sure. want to go see.
Daytime movie, matinee, something.
Yeah, you want to go see a matinee of Underdog, the Kurt Warner story. Mm-hmm. And so you're in the theater.
I've seen it 4 times, by the way. It's fantastic.
Brilliant. The man was an underdog and yet he made deals. And he.
Oh my God. Every touchdown was a deal. It was a deal that I'm going to throw the ball. You catch it. He's like Trump.
Quarterbacks are like Trump. So, and now you're seeing Kurt Warner Underdog on a Thursday for the 5th time. Mm-hmm. And you want soda and a popcorn, but you're doing this sodium diet. Mm-hmm. Can I ask you, are you just doing a big gulp of water or are you cheating a little bit because it's your movie day?
Well, I'll pay for the large popcorn and the refill and the large soda. Mm-hmm. And then I just fill them both up with water because I don't want to throw the markets off. And I don't want them to think I'm getting bloated again.
Yeah.
But because I'm not. Right. But I got to keep them guessing. You know, people are watching me. You know, it's right. like when Alan Greenspan used to leave his house, people would take pictures of his briefcase. Fat briefcase means invest. Skinny briefcase means sell.
Because Greenspan would always keep his notes in his briefcase, and he's taking a lot more notes.
Yes, of course, a soft briefcase. You know, people were trying to do it with the hard briefcase, couldn't tell shit.
Well, it was a briefs case. It was made out of his briefs, and so it would really expand and detract.
This guy, weirdest chairman of the Fed ever. He had a case made out of his own boxer briefs that he carried his work papers in. And this guy's in control of the money for the free world.
This little mole man, like walking around, is
my God.
3 steps for one of mine. So, but yeah, I'm very. So who is investing in the Salt and Pepper 500 here?
Well, so far it's pretty low. Interest? So far it's pretty low. It's a new. It's a new thing to leverage. It's a new future.
That's great. That's
so well, we'll see. But hey, forget this personal stuff. You don't need to hear about all my financials, all my work. Where are we going on vacation? I will go out of state, but I won't go out of country. What if I narrowed it down like that?
Really helpful. And really what about helpful. Alaska and Hawaii?
Since you do technically have to leave the country and come back in, I'm going to eliminate those ones.
Okay, good. All right, no Alaska, no Hawaii.
No California. That's where we are.
No California.
Get out of the state for your legal reasons.
Quickly. In a car, by the way, and me mm-hmm. probably in the trunk just to
sure.
be safe
sure.
or a bag sure. or whatever.
Sure.
Luckily, my son is working on Disappearing Act, so let's just hope that he can find me the way he found that
yeah.
rabbit.
Yeah.
Okay, so
What about Yellowstone?
I love the show.
I love the show. You know,
Costner's, because Costner, that is a man. And
well, when I see Kevin Costner, I see myself.
Yeah.
You know, I think most men of our generation, we see ourselves. That's our guy.
Bull Durham.
Him, Trump. You know, I guess those two, really. Those are our
John
guys.
Cena.
John Cena. My three guys are Trump, Kevin Costner, and John Cena.
I mean, could you imagine, you know, sometimes for a job interview, so it'll ask me, alive or dead, who would you want to have lunch with? And I'll say stop right there. I got the three.
I want John Cena to kill me at lunch. He's alive. I'm dead. Preferably, I'm for lunch.
I'm dead for lunch. Trump, John Cena, and Kevin Costner eating my body over a nice Budweiser. I mean, can I think of any better way to go?
God, there's no better way to go than that.
Sal, can you? I need to tell you, most conversations I have these days, The room goes quiet. I'm like, what's going on?
It's the same, my man.
Here it is a, I feel like, you know, nobody's Malcolm Jamal me to shut Warner. Up. Yeah, no one's telling me to shut up at all. It's great.
It's really good. I do feel like Malcolm Jamal Warner. I think you're totally right. Ed and Eddie or whatever we're talking about.
Absolutely. So, okay, so let's see. I'm thinking, you know, Denver's a little crunchy.
Mm-hmm.
But a beautiful nature there. Mm-hmm.
What if?
I don't want to show. Wait, you said Yellowstone.
Yellowstone. But I'm still open. I was going to say, what if we don't go all the way to Vegas? We stop in Prim. We stop 40 miles short of Vegas in those three weird little hotels.
Yep, that's the one. My family's going to love that. That's the one.
And we'll go to Buffalo Bills. The pool shaped like a buffalo. It's fantastic. Nice. It'll be a blast.
I can't remember if my wife loved or hated the rickety roller coaster at Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, what did my wife feel about that? She was touching her neck, but I can't remember if she was saying she loved it and it hurt her neck or if it just hurt her neck.
I think it was I loved it so much, too bad it hurt my neck.
Yeah, because
we'll find out this time.
We'll see again. I'm going to kick my girl off the softball team and tell my son soccer coach she's not playing anymore. And we'll go to Prim for, what do you think, 2-3 weeks?
Yeah, I think because you can't, similar to Costa Rica, you can't do Prim for 2 or 3 days. Prim is a long trip.
It is the total opposite of Costa Rica. There's so much more to see. There's an outlet mall.
I'm just going to make sure the Panda Express inside the Buffalo Bills is still serving.
Oh, good call. Good call.
Just make sure. And then that the diner is still rude there.
Let me
just
Yes. And make sure that they still do undercooked eggs.
Panda Express, Prim. Let's see what we have here. 4 stars, by the way.
Oh, my God. They got another one.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, someone here has a little review. Worst Panda experience ever. My beef and broccoli had no beef, and the fried rice tasted like chlorine. Okay, Trip Meister.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm not going to read the reviews because these guys are idiots.
Idiots. I think it's solved. I think we don't even have to ask our families. Let's just book the trip. All right. We'll throw them in the car and we'll go.
Now, is the Panda Express in Prim, does that fit into your S&P 500 diet? Is the market going to move when people find out you're going to Prim?
I didn't think about that. I'm sure there's a Chipotle around there. I'm sure there's a Chipotle. Yes. And I bet I could figure out some salt of Panda, too. I'm pretty sure.
So the only thing, I hope so, thing I want to see here is I'm just going to go on Zelda's cheap flights here and just see what she has.
Mm-hmm.
Is your family comfortable flying train, or did we want to do this?
We can fly train. We can fly luggage, whatever, whatever.
Oh, great. If we can fly luggage, that helps. So let's see.
Have you ever flown wheel?
No, I've always wanted to, but my wife thinks it's dangerous.
It is, but it's fun. It's really, I'll tell you what, that'll blow your hair back. You ever ridden in a convertible?
No, I've always wanted to.
This is like that times about 100.
Wow. Yeah. One time I put my head outside a taxi and I was like, Dave, if this is what a convertible, half of what a convertible is like, I'd love to.
I remember that. You had all that face paint on.
Yes. Yeah. That was, what was
you're licking your lips. It was in Chicago, right?
You look what was like, that? That was,
it was a dark night of some sort.
It was around when Batman and I were kind of having our tete-a-tete.
I'm really glad you slipped that persona and stayed alive.
Me too. I mean, it was a tough point in my life. I think I was just really messed up. Mm-hmm. But I met my lovely wife and I'm doing my own little jokers here and there now, you know.
God bless you both. God bless you both.
Well, so let's do this. Let's do Spirit Airlines. We'll fly wheel, and which is great because it means we can bring the canary, which I'm sure my daughter will be happy about.
True.
And we'll do Prim for 2 weeks. Yeah. Now, do they fly directly into Prim from
I don't
from Burbank?
Think so. We might have to take the long route in a car.
Okay.
But, you know, or we could fly to Vegas, rent a car, backtrack. But I feel like once I hit Vegas, I'm not going to want to leave.
Mm-hmm, that's dangerous.
Even though Prim is the real destination.
Even as you're suggesting that, I'm thinking that Vegas is a little dangerous for you. And, of course, me being around all of these people that I could just put into crazy situations, I don't want to have that.
That's right. That's absolutely right. Well, okay. I'm going to go break the news to my family that they're going to have to see your family again and that we've decided that we're going to the desert.
Yes.
And then, you know, I think we'll be good to go. Let me just lock it in with them before we lock in actual purchases.
Great. Yeah, it is no refunds on Zelda's cheap flights. So, yeah, we'll do that.
Okay. Okay, good.
I tell you what, Sal, I didn't want to call you today. Just because it's not you. It's just being on the phone can be such a chore with most people.
Arduous, can it, Sandman?
I feel 1 million times better than before the call. Oh, I'm very excited to go to Prim, Nevada with you.
This is a full-on rekindling.
This is absolute. I don't even know why we stopped.
I live my life so busy day to day, and then I forget I could just call Sandy.
You just call your friends, and it's just a nice little 30-minute chat. No more.
Gorgeous.
No less. Gorgeous. Well,
I love you. I can't wait to swim in that buffalo pool with you and hurt our necks on the roller coaster.
Well, beautiful. I'm going to feel like Trump, Cena, and Costner rolled up into one.
Who do you think wins in a fight, Trump or Cena? I know everybody thinks it's going to be Cena, but I kind of feel like it's Trump.
It's Trump. It's absolutely Trump. I don't even have to think twice about it.
Because I think Cena wouldn't even take the fight.
Well, Trump's a deal maker, even in the ring.
He knows He cannot outdeal him.
Yes. And he's so funny, Trump.
Ugh. Makes me laugh every time.
I wish Leno was back and we could get a Leno and Trump
interview. You ever notice how you don't see Leno and Trump in the same room?
God,
I know. Same build, same sense of humor.
Leno is Trump. That's same build, same sense of humor.
Why do you think he was so popular?
Kevin Eubanks, Mike Pence. Yeah, I'm seeing it. I'm seeing
the whole Eubanks
thing.
Is Pence, of course. All right, buddy. Well, I love you. I'm going to go break the news to my family. I mean, celebrate. You know, they'll
be happy. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They'll be happy. And
I floated Costa Rica, but they'll be happy with Prim.
Oh, this is nice. And my daughter will get to see a couple pigs in the water, as you said. It'll just be you and me.
Right. I'll tell you what, I might have to take a little bath with you, see what this stomach bath is all about.
Come on in. Right. The water's cold. Oh, lukewarm.
The water's cold.
You got lukewarm. Yeah.
What are you, nuts?
Yeah.
All right, my man. Well, I will see you later and I will call back to confirm.
All right.
Love you, Sando.
I love you. Phone off.
Phone off. You still
Honey,
there?
Honey, the phone's not doing the thing. Yeah, I'm here.
Phone off.
Phone off.
Honey! Honey, how do you turn the phone off?
Honey, how do you turn the telephone off?
You know, Trump always just hangs up.
He
I wish I had one of those.
Awesome.
He's awesome. Guy knows how to end a call.
Yeah, I bet. I bet he hung up on everybody.
What a deal.
Phone off.
Phone home. Phone off.
Elliot.
And cut.